بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. I don't know what else I would say. You know, I have been, this is the second time I come talk about Jesus Christ in the last few weeks. And each time, I think previous speaker Sheikh Asim was one, and Mahmoud is the second one. He's talking about the same subject, Jesus, peace be upon him. So I'm going to pull some little bit of difference, but there are lots in common. This is why I think, accordingly, I changed the title of my presentation to not only Jesus in the Quran, but Jesus in the Quran and the Bible, which last year was Jesus in the Quran and the Gospel. So I changed it a little bit, not only in the title, but I hope in the content itself. Jesus, peace be upon him. Two main aspects that has been still subject of a great debate. Is his birth and his death. And this morning, I'm going to only focus on his birth. Jesus in the Quran has been mentioned, one of the mightiest prophet, so mentioned in the Quran, like Abraham and Moses and Jesus. And so these two aspects are still part of interpretations. And again, as a very complex issue and a very complicated and sophisticated books from Revelations, you don't expect it like any book that you read at your leisure time, that you reach a definitive conclusion, which usually represent the author's point of view. But in all these holy scriptures, the author is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is no way we can comprehend what God really intend in full capacity. We're trying to do our best as human being to get a glimpse. What does really God means in his messages? So when it comes, I selected only one part or one narrative of the actual birth of Jesus. You have heard it before. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَإِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُبَشِّرُكُ بِكَلِمَةٍ مِّنْهُ اسمه المسيح عيسى ابن مريم وجيها في الدنيا والآخرة ومن المقربين ويكلم الناس في المهد وكهلا ومن الصالحين قالت ربي أن يكون لي ولد ولم يمسسني بشر قال كذلك الله يخلق ما يشاء إذا قضى أمرا فإنما يقول له كن فيكون. I'm going to focus on the red highlighted because it has a special message into it. And there are few words I want you to notice in the English, for example, the word, because we're going to see that's repeated in the Bible with a very significant meaning. The translation, low. The angel said, O Mary, behold, God sent thee the glad tiding through a word from him. And remember that expression, a word from him, because we're going to see it in the Bible. A word from him who shall become known as the Christ Jesus. So Christ Jesus al-Masih, so the Messiah, that has been mentioned in the books before the gospel, like from Isaiah and Ezekiel and Daniel before the Bible. use that expression, the Messiah. They were expecting the Messiah, who shall become known as Christ Jesus, Son of Mary. And Son of Mary here is for the emphasis that he was born to Mary. So the Son of Mary does not make him an exclusive theological statement, but it's an actual statement. He was born to Mary. Of great honor in this world and in the life to come, and of those who are drawn near into God. One of those from all God's creation that will be drawn close to God at the day of judgment. And he shall speak. This is, it's going to mention some of the miracles that associated with Jesus even at his birth. And he shall speak unto men in his cradle and as a grown man, and shall be of the righteous. Said she, and remember the response of an honest virgin, righteous young woman in seclusion in the temple. And when the angel come to her in the shape of man, what do you expect if she hear what she's going to hear? She said, O my sustainer, how can I have a son when no man has ever touched me? A young woman in seclusion, she's a righteous woman, she's up from a righteous family. She is the niece of Zechariah. She is the cousin of John the Baptist. And here an angel come and appear to her in the shape of man and tell her, I am here to give you a son. She got scared, of course. And remember that event because it's going to be repeated in the Bible again. Oh, my sustainer, how can I have a son when no man has ever touched me? The angel answered, thus it is, God creates what he wills. When he wills a thing to be, he but says into it, be, and it is. So even the event is very mysterious and very spiritual. Whatever God wants, God does. And all what it takes is the word from God, be, and it is. Remember this because I think it's a beautiful statement. It's not something like you can conclude how Jesus was born, how Jesus was conceived. It says it's a godly event. And all what we do as human being is try to understand a godly creation in the way a human can understand it. We have a very limited understanding of everything from God itself. Then we'll look at the Bible. The Bibles that we have, we have four books that constitute the Bible. The first three books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, they were earlier one, and they were actually made within Palestine, close to where Jesus came and lived. So they have, and you have to understand, these authors of these books are Jews. They believe in the Torah, and the Torah is very clear, monotheistic, that puts God in a special category by itself, to the point that they wouldn't even give a name to God because there is no such a name that can carry what God is. So the monotheistic belief among the Jews was one of the strongest things since Moses. And the idea that God is one is undisputable. La ilaha illallah. This is the common theme about all what we call it, the Abrahamic faith. La ilaha illallah. There is no dispute about that statement. So Matthew, one of the earlier Bibles, the earlier books of the Bible, and he puts it as a statement of fact. No mystery about it. It's very easy, as if he's stating an event that is not a controversial, not a dispute. Something just happened and everybody accepted. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. It's like an Associated Press statement. Now, the birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother, Mary, was betrothed to Joseph, before they come together, she was found with a child of the Holy Spirit. She was pledged to marry Joseph, and before Joseph consummated that marriage, she was found to be carrying a child. She's pregnant. And according to the Jewish law, she committed a great sin that has been treated with. But at the same time, Joseph, I think if you follow after that, you know, the continuation of the briefing in Matthew, Joseph was disturbed. But because he was a believing person, he just, as a point of mercy and compassion to that young woman that he loved, so he accepted it. And but he was not happy, and he was determined that he will divorce her later on, and the story can continue. But the important thing is that she was pregnant before even Joseph touched her. Luke, the book of Luke came a little bit after Matthew, but in the same era and in the same Palestine at the time. And notice the similarity between Luke and the verse I just read from the Quran. Then the angel said to her, means to Mary, "Don't be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name Jesus." You see the similarity? The angel come to her, you're gonna have a son. He will be great. You remember the similarity? He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father, David. Because the prophecies before was saying that the Messiah will be an ascendant of King David. The Israelite, they call King David, as a king, we call him a prophet in Islam, Sayyidina Dawood. Dawood is a David. So he will be carrying the throne of his father, David. So how he's related to David is through Joseph, who we said that he has nothing to do with Christ. But that's what the Bible said. And he will reign over the house of Jacob, Yaqub, Sayyidina Yaqub, forever. And of his kingdom, there will be no end. Okay, these are all to be consistent with the prophecy of the earlier book. As I said, Isaiah and Daniel and others, I think. Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I don't know a man?" Same as the Quran. And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also, that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God." Then we come to John. The book of John is very different than the first three books in the Bible, because as a Greek, John grew up in a Greek culture. I don't know where was he born, John. And so we notice here that John is very philosophically oriented, very more or less using the word in a not a very clear, very provocative and very mythological way, influenced a lot by the Greek culture that he grew up with. So John changed the whole narrative from an eventual thing that you're talking about what happened to a very, what shall I say, very philosophical subject of lots of interpretation, invoking lots of mythology. Every word on it can be subject of so many different interpretation. In the beginning was the Word. And in Greek, I don't want to call it theology, but Greek philosophy, word means wisdom. And in Greek culture, Greek philosopher like Plato and Aristotle, they were talking about different gods. Each god has its own characteristic. And word is the wisdom, is actually the innovation of the brain. And in some of the Greek philosophy, they think even the word was a feminine being. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Very, very difficult thing to do. When I read it before even paying any attention, I love this because we as a Muslim, it's impossible for us to contain and understand the full extent what is the beginning of anything, because that becomes characteristic of God. I am a chemist, and as a scientist, we're still struggling. What is the time zero before nothing happened in the world? There was nothing. What created? What is the Big Bang? And what is before that? What is the beginning of anything, even in the physical world, is undefinable to us with our own brain. I give that example as a chemist or physicist. If you study science, the temperature, which is the beginning of everything, activity, the beginning of energy, we develop a concept called the 0 degree, when there was nothing exists, even a glimpse of activity, which is energy. Everything will have to go to nothing. What is that nothing is undefinable to us. This is why I love that first verse in John. In the beginning was the Word, because the Word is a reality, but we don't know what it is. And that's probably the closest thing for us to imagine what Allah is, what God is. And the Word was with God, that it is with God, and the Word was God. The Word is God. So that ability with the Word is, it's very philosophical. And again, this is typical of Greek intellect. And then I think it goes to much very complex kind of evolution until we come to the last three verses in John. And you will see how complicated it is. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become the children of God. I have a difficulty. Maybe Reverend Lee Walker can help me with that. The word him, does it mean Jesus? Or it
receive
Jesus or receive God?
The Christian interpretation there of him would be Jesus Christ.
Yes. Okay. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become a children of God. That means those who accept him for what he is, they will be called the children of God. Am I right in that? Okay. I'm good.
Very good Christian interpretation.
Well, I'm reading the Christian Bible. Children born not of natural, that's an explanation of children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of a human decision or a husband will, but born of God. That's everybody who received him. And here is the amazing word. The Word became flesh. So the Word, which I took, that it's Almighty God, that is beyond our full comprehension. And here is the verse 14 in John. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. That's changed the whole narrative from the first three Bible, and the narrative now is start to change. I'm going to spend lots of time about John, trying more misery and elaboration of that theme. When Jesus died, this is John, and you have the reference of it there. When Jesus died, and we the Muslim believe that Jesus died, how he died is the one that, you know, did the Pharisees kill them? Did the Roman crucify him? But definitely we agree that he died. Mary the Magdalene, you remember the story of Mahmoud just mentioned, the one that everybody want to stone and he didn't want to do what? This was Mary the Magdalene, which became a very close follower to Jesus, and she was agonized when he died. So she went to the hills near where he was supposed to be buried, and she was crying. So Jesus appeared to her and from a distance. And Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, "Rabboni." In Arabic, this is an explanation. In Aramaic and Arabic have some common word. Rabboni means, "Oh my God." It's an expression of surprise. "Oh my God." Rabboni comes from Rabbi, "Oh my Lord." Rabboni. And Jesus said, he's talking to Mary, "Do not hold on me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Do not hold on me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father. Go instead to my brothers," his disciples that he left. "Go instead to my brother and tell them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father." Did you see the change? Now he's talking about Jesus as just a man like you and us. "I'm going to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." So he's instructing her to go and talk to his disciples in that language. Again, John. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but the one who sent me." So there is a difference between, you know, at least that's the way I understand it, which makes me, again, I understand it with a Muslim perspective. Jesus and God might relate somehow, but they are not the one and the same, according to my reading as a Muslim, which the Reverend will probably will have issue with that, but it is not meant to this complex argument can be understood in so many different ways. "I have much to say in judgment of you, but he who sent me is trustworthy, and what I have heard from him I tell the world." So, of course, the people, this is a, they did not understand that he was telling them about his Father. So Jesus said, "When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he and that I do nothing on my own, but speak just what the Father has taught me." So there is a Son different. The Son, and even according to John, the Father and Son are different entity, are not one and the same. He speaks from the Father, and whatever he say is what the Father have taught him. "The one who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, and I always do what pleases him." Again, there is a relation, but they are not one and the same. Here is from the book of Timothy, which is a later book after John, still in the Bible. "This is good and pleases God our Savior, who wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and mankind, the man Christ Jesus. So here is the argument that is probably did not settle. Sometime we talk about Jesus as his own, and sometime we talk about Jesus acting as a God, and sometime we talk about Jesus as God, man and God and Holy Spirit at the same time. I'm going to repeat the same verse that Mahmoud Wasiq just mentioned, but I'm going to emphasize a few things. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أهل الكتاب لا تغلوا في دينكم ولا تقولوا على الله إلا الحق. Again, Allah is instructing أهل الكتاب, the people who have received the scriptures before us. But in this case, usually when you say Ahl al-Kitab in the Quran, you mean both Christian and Jews, because these are the who received books and revelations. But in this case, I think it's addressing the Christian, not the Christian and the Jews, because it's talking about the Messiah. إنما المسيح عيسى بن مريم رسول الله وكلمته ألقاها إلى مريم وروح منه فآمنوا بالله ورسله ولا تقولوا ثلاثة انتهوا خيرا لكم إنما الله إله واحد. I'm not gonna continue the verse. O people of the scripture, and in this case the Christian, do not commit excesses in your religion or say about Allah, accept the truth. The Messiah, Jesus, the Son of Mary, was but a messenger of Allah and his word. Remember how much we emphasize the word in John. And his word, which he conveyed into Mary and stole from him. So believe in Allah and his messenger and do not say three or trinity. Desist, it is better for you. Indeed, Allah is but one God. Exalted is he above having a son. To him belong whatever is in heaven and in the earth, and sufficient is Allah as dispenser of all affair. Again, the Quran is emphasized first that Jesus is a result of the virgin birth. And we'll talk about that later on. And he is the Messiah, which the Jews at the time of the birth of Jesus and up until now, they deny that the Messiah have come. They're still waiting for the Messiah. So they deny even that he is the Messiah that has been mentioned in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is still waiting for the Messiah. So all the Jews up until now, they don't believe even in Jesus as the Messiah. In Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, this is again in the Quran. إِنَّ مَثَلُ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَثَلِ آدَمْ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Verily, in the sight of God, the nature of Jesus is as the nature of Adam, whom he created out of dust and then said unto him, be, and he is. Lots of people, they keep saying, you know, how could he be born, you know, especially in near history that we can still have some documentation and some event and we can go back to. But when we talk about the creation of Adam, we only take the word of the Gospels and the Quran and what God have said. But Jesus' birth is more historically, it's more kind of historically verifiable event. We can verify it. So for a miracle like Jesus born to a virgin without the natural birth of that require a man and a woman, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is giving us an example from something that we believed in. And we, I don't mean the Muslims, because everybody believe that Adam, the father of humanity, was created just by the will of God, not in any natural way that we are familiar with. He had no father, no mother, no, is not a result of combination between a man and woman, but he was created by the will of God, be and it shall be. And this is something I don't think any of the creation or all the people who lived right now, they disputed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving that example that if you all believe, all probably not only Muslim, Christian, and Jews, but everyone who believe in deity, in God, somehow we believe that human beings were created by an act of God. So the verse here is connecting us to something that we all believe in, which is the creation of Adam. Inna mathalu Isa 'inda Allahi kamathali Adam. The nature of the coming of Jesus Christ, the birth of Jesus Christ, is exactly as the creation of Adam, he was created by act of God, God's will, for him to be and it shall be. And also, I think it's also a reminder to some of the Jews, or to the Jews, because their books like Isaiah, Ezekiel, I think, and Daniel for sure, have mentioned that there will be a miracle birth when the virgin give birth to the Messiah. So it's also a reminder for the Jews that this is the one who is mentioned on some of the Old Testament. Okay, so a reminder of that. I'm gonna close to the end of the last chapter of the Quran, chapter 5, which is imaginary a dialogue between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Jesus when the time will come, perhaps in the day of judgment. But he's giving us a glimpse of the dialogue. وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّي إِلَهَيْنِ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولُ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إِنْ كُنْتَ قُلْتَهُ فَقَدْ عَلِمْتَهُ تَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِي وَلَا أَعْلَمُ مَا فِي نَفْسِكَ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ. And beware of the day when Allah will say, O Jesus, son of Mary, did you say to the people, take me and my mother as deities beside Allah? That's the question. Do you, Jesus, told your people, take me and my mother as divine, something beside Allah, who is created all of you? He will say, Jesus will say, exalted are you. It was not for me to say that to which I have no right. See the politeness and the modesty that Jesus will talk to God. Exalted are you. It was not for me to say that to which I have no right. If I had said it, you would have done it. Or have I said it, you would have known it. You know what's in within myself, and I don't know what's in within yourself. Indeed, it is you who is knower of the unseen, because you are all knower of everything. And this is a continuation of the Quran. مَا قُلْتَ لَهُمْ إِلَّا مَا أَمَرْتَنِي بِهِ أَنْ أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبَّكُمْ وَكُنْتُ عَلَيْهِمْ شَهِيدًا مَا دُمْتُ فِيهِمْ فَلَمَّا تَوَفَّيْتَنِي كُنْتُ أَنْتَ الرَّقِيبُ عَلَيْهِمْ وَأَنْتَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ إِنْ تُعَذِّبُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ وَإِنْ تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Here is another amazing expression of a belief in Allah subhanahu and the majesty of Allah and the majesty of God. I said not to them, except what you commanded me, to worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord. And I was a witness over them as long as I was among them. But when you took me up, the word tawaffaytani that Mahmoud have mentioned, and when you took me up, or when I said not to them except what you commanded me, to worship Allah, my Lord and your Lord, and I was witness over them as long as I was among them. But when you took me up, you were the observer over them, and you are witness over all things. If you should punish them, indeed they are your servant. But if you forgive them, even at this, still Jesus the kind, he's asking Allah in a very polite way to forgive him for their grave error. But if you forgive him, indeed it is you who is exalted in might and wise.